Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's your girl, Miss V, the toy lady. And I've got my co-host, Greg, trying to get in. So we're going to call Greg, and we're going to get him in. We got a good week for you guys. Okay. Trying to call Greg now. And let's get him in.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4053655227 is not available.
We're gonna try again. Don't you guys just love technology? Let's see if we get Greg on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Greg. Can you hear me? Hey, Greg.
I can hear you, Miss V. Can you hear me?
We are on. Yes, I can.
Cool.
Don't we just love technology?
Oh, you know it.
So for anybody who's trying to call in, the number to call in is 666-716-8041. Continue to try. There might be some technical difficulties. If not, I will check the chat room. Okay, is our chat room going to come up? Okay, there we go. the chat room is open for anybody who is listening online. Or you can try to call from your computer. Remember that you can call from your computer. So that is the one thing you can, it'll hook you up a different way, but it'll let you in. So if you can't get in by calling the 646-716-8041, there is a way to connect through your computer, but remember you got to have speakers. A mic, so we can't talk to you. It has been a crazy week. It is 50 fucking degrees here.
Oh, damn.
And I'm bummed. I am so bummed. Guess where I should be right now? We should not be on the air today. We should not be having a show today. And you know why?
Why is that?
NFL Combine.
Oh, yes.
This would have been the weekend of the NFL Combine.
And they shut that all down.
So, okay. What is up with folks losing their dogs over here? I'm sorry, we're part. Anybody who knows about Nextdoor.com, it's a great little thing for the neighborhood. It's better than Facebook because Facebook got all kind of shit on there. This is like strictly for your neighborhood. But apparently, everybody's losing their dogs lately. So I don't know what's up with everybody losing their dogs. But I hope they find the puppy because I don't know how these folks lose their dogs. So. Okay, so
definitely
it's crazy. I guess because I actually put my, I have a fenced in yard. Now, true enough, my dog does scare the shit out of me. Even my new one, the pup, the baby is now bigger. He does scare the shit out of me. He successfully scares the shit out of me because I'll go and I'll be like, where the hell you at? But my gate, I mean, I always make sure my gate is closed and he can't get through my gate. But these folks with these little small dogs, ooh. If y'all got these small dogs and they're getting out, y'all might want to invest in some things to avoid your dogs getting out. Because I had to do it when I first moved in. And my dog found a way to get through the fence. Now he doesn't. But let's talk about the crazy week. It's 51 degrees here. It is crazy as hell. Now, we know I had snow earlier in the week. But I did something. I want all you people to know, it is March. It is not May. So for anybody who says, oh, there's no snow on the ground, it's warm outside, we good to go, don't get fooled. I went and did something that I bet a lot of people ain't do. And I'm talking about you folks all over the country because it is official that snow is hitting every damn where. If y'all, for those of y'all who can pick my salt, I'm here in Michigan. Now, they sold out of salt 2 weeks ago when we had the bad snow. So the stores that sold out still don't have any salt back in. But I was able to find a Lowe's that's not that far from me that had like 500 bags of salt. I bought two more bags of salt because, see, I know where the fuck I live at. I live in Michigan. And I know that it is tomorrow is March 1st. It is not June 1st. It will be March 1st. The snow will fucking come back. And for all you jackasses who only bought one bag of salt because they was buying that shit like it was fucking damn going out of style, y'all need to listen to me. Go buy you a couple of bags now and you good. Because guess what? When I look in my garage, I have two bags of pet safes that I can put down for the dogs in the back so that doesn't hurt their pads. And then I've got the regular salt to go in the front. I got three bags for the front. I got already had one bag back there. I bought two more bags today. It's just like your fucking charcoal. You buy your charcoal when it's on sale because you know good and goddamn well you're going to be barbecuing. Now, I sat up for a couple of years, so this summer I got to go back and replenish my charcoal because I was barbecuing more last summer than I anticipated. So I'm letting y'all know.
Uh-huh.
Get your salt. And when you start seeing charcoal on sale, get your fucking charcoal. But don't get fucking comfortable and be yelling, I didn't expect no more salt. I didn't buy no salt. Dumbass, I'm telling you. Go buy some more fucking salt. It ain't over.
Exactly.
That great.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Trust me, I know we're going to get maybe one more day of snow. Might not be much, but, yeah, it ain't over, people. And here's a little helpful hint. If you can't find salt for snow removal, that big bags and all that, you can also buy Epsom salt just
yes.
in a pinch. And I think also rock salt for people that have water softening systems that use it. I think you can use it too.
That also. That is
yep.
the backup to the backup because it does not like to melt salt that well because it will turn more ice. That salt is a last resort salt.
Yes.
But it does work. But Epsom salt will work better than the water softening salt.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, for those of y'all who not thinking, it ain't over yet. I'm just letting you know, it ain't over yet.
Oh, hell no.
And just so I can let y'all know it ain't over, I'm going to look up the weather because that's just how shit goes. And give y'all a weather report just for here. Because it's supposed to be nice for the next week here. It's supposed to be nice. And I know that because I've been checking. But see, I know
oh, yeah.
where the fuck I live at. I know where I live. Okay, right now it's 47 degrees, which is actually I was going around with no jacket on today. Now it's starting to get a little chilly, so I had my jacket on right before I came back in the house. But they said it was 58 degrees today. We know that's, for those of, I know for the folks in the South, that's called cold. That's called warm here in the North, okay? 58 fucking degrees, that's called put a damn sweater on. That's how we
I think we had that temp roughly today here in Oklahoma. And it's, yeah, I mean, I wore, you know, just a pair of sweats and, you know, a light fleece jacket. That's it.
I ain't even do a jacket. So let me give y'all tomorrow. Now, remember, y'all heard me say it was 58 degrees today. Just to let you know, this shit ain't over yet. It's supposed to be 36 tomorrow. That's a 20-degree difference. Then it's going to be 41 on Tuesday. Then it's supposed to be 52 on Wednesday. Then it's supposed to be 40 on Thursday, 41 on Friday, 42 on Saturday, 46 next Sunday. Wait a minute, did I read that wrong? Yeah, 46 next Sunday. Then going into the following week, it's supposed to be in the 50s and the 40s. I'm not getting comfortable because they said on the 14th of March, we're supposed to get snow showers. I want you guys to understand, snow only falls when it's warm. Snow does not fall when it's cold outside. If it's below freezing, you will not get snow. It has to be above freezing for snow to hit the ground.
I can say different down here in Oklahoma because we had a lot of snow two weeks ago, and it was below freezing, way below. So there is, you know,
it was mostly
a powder. If you call 25
warm,
okay. 25 is not warm.
No. Because normally it has to be a little bit above freezing. It don't have to be a whole lot. Like 44 above freezing, that's, I don't know how the hell we getting snow showers, but we getting snow showers. That's on the 14th.
Yeah.
Which means that if they have predicted that far out, that we're going to get snow. But the whole thing is that we're going to get snow on the 14th of March. That shit's scary as hell. Guess who ain't going to be prepared for that shit? The folks who ain't listening to me. Now, was I going to be prepared anyway? Yes, because I already had salt. But I have the backup to the backup to the backup. So I want y'all to understand, that's the backup to the backup to the backup. And I want to say congratulations to the people in Virginia. It just popped up on my computer, on my TV screen. Y'all can now smoke weed legally. So,
oh, wow.
So, because just so everybody understand, weed was not legal in the state of Virginia, but because they sit next to D.C., everybody was getting high in Virginia. Because weed is D.C. and weed is legal in D.C., but it's not legal in Virginia. Just so y'all understand, the district, weed's been legal for a minute. The non-state where the folks pay taxes just like we do, weed's been legal there. Now, don't you think that in the nation's capital of weed is legal? Why don't they just legalize it? I want that question to be asked. Why, if marijuana is legal in the capital of the United States of America, which is not a state, why is the rest of the country not completely all legal? I want y'all to understand this. And this is my little racial rant coming out for a minute. I want you guys to understand, back when alcohol was illegal, it was because of foreigners. And when I say the foreigners, it wasn't because of white folks. They made alcohol illegal because of the Italians and all them, the different mobs. That's how they was making their money. So when they made it illegal, guess what? They started bringing that shit in. They realized that they could make money off of alcohol by taxing that shit. That's when alcohol got legal. I want everybody to understand, alcohol was not always legal. Remember during Prohibition?
No. It was illegal. It was legal before Prohibition, but I don't think it was regulated or passed by the government. So then came Prohibition. Correct.
So, and marijuana became illegal because they realized that it was cheap and it was natural, and they made it a Schedule C drug. Let me not quote the schedules because I'm not a person who understands the schedules. But it's considered like a narcotic. The problem is,
yes,
Well, marijuana, the majority of marijuana crimes are committed by low-income poor people, mostly African Americans. So when you look at the prisons and you look at the majority of the crimes that black people are in jail for long periods of time, it's for marijuana. They'll say it's a drug crime, but when you look at the drug they're being convicted of, it's normally marijuana. Black folks really don't do cocaine, that much coke. They just now got into the opioid thing. But marijuana, the majority of the people have all been convicted for marijuana. Legalized marijuana, especially considering, and I want people to understand this, marijuana is legal in Canada. I live on the Canadian border. No, I cannot go to Canada and go buy a joint and come back because it's illegal in this country. But guess what? Marijuana is legal in Michigan, so I tell people you're stupid to go to Canada to get weed when it's legal here in Michigan. But all the states on the border is not legal in. So just because my rationale is that I live in Michigan and weed is legal in Michigan, first of all, weed is legal in Michigan, but I can't drive to Virginia with weed in my pocket. Marijuana is legal in Nevada. So I want people, marijuana is legal in California, I believe. So I want you to understand that marijuana, if y'all don't do nothing else, get out there. I mean, first of all, I can tell you that since marijuana can be made into edibles, I can't wait to be able to get some shit that I can eat, okay? Because I've been looking up recipes and stuff, and I'm telling you, remember back in the day, they used to talk about people making marijuana cookies, and that shit would have people high as hell. Guess what? I would rather have a month. Most of the last time somebody got into a car accident who would smoke the joint. If anything, they dropped that fucking joint and they was trying to get that damn thing. That's why they got into the car accident. They didn't get into the car accident because they was high. Let's just keep it real.
Yep.
People will get into car accidents over opioid use before they will over marijuana. And I want you to understand, Tylenol, you, and I'm just going to give you an example. If you do not have a prescription for a Tylenol 3 and you have Tylenol 3 in your system and you do not have a prescription for it, you can go to jail. You know why they don't put people in jail for having Tylenol 3s in their system? Because for the longest, Tylenol 3s were only prescribed to people that were not black. Do you know I still can't get a fucking Tylenol 3 prescribed to me? And I have damn good fucking health insurance. Ever I'm in pain, and everybody knows I've talked about having my back surgery. Doctors treat me like I'm a fucking drug addict when I tell them I'm in pain. They will not give me a fucking narcotic. And this is how they do it. So when people say, oh, well, no, they do not give black people painkillers like that. So naturally, they're not going to put, if I got a Tylenol 3 in my system, they're going to assume, first of all, Tylenol 3s ain't shit no more. But it's one of those things where if I had a joint in my pocket, they could put me in jail. But let me get into a car accident because I took a Tylenol 3 and fell asleep. I don't know nobody who not fell asleep getting high. I'm just keeping it real. They might have had a fucking munchies. Everybody I know who's ever smoked weed eats. They get high, they get the munchies. And if you think I'm not, if you think I'm not telling the truth, go watch Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong are the biggest fucking potheads in the goddamn world. And if you don't know who the fuck Cheech and Chong is, go look at a damn movie because that's the best shit out there. Them motherfuckers made getting high look good.
And I would say the first one, two, maybe three movies, those are, classic.
Classic getting high. And they always had to hide the motherfucking weed from the police because they knew they was going to fucking jail. So I want y'all to know, weed should be legal. I'm glad now the people in Virginia ain't got to drive to D.C. The people in Virginia can get their weed in Virginia now. They do not have to drive to D.C. I'm also happy that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been approved. I'm going to tell everybody why I will get that vaccine. They say all the vaccines are the same. But I've been listening to them talk, and you know what they said? Unlike Moderna and Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson was actually tested on the people in South Africa who had that fucking variant that's fucking supposed to be more worse than all the shit. Guess what? I don't care that the efficacy is 76%. The fact that your ass, they know that shit works against that damn African variant, that's the one I want.
Yep. Well, that's my thing. My daughter, being a nurse, she didn't want to get the vaccine, and I just saw a story today on side effects. It will cause lumps in the lymph nodes and all that underarm of women. And do not get a mammogram because it will show up as cancerous. And it's not. It's just a side effect. And that's both with Pfizer and Moderna. So if I actually do get one, I'm going with Johnson & Johnson.
And I have told everybody the only reason why I'm getting the vaccine, because I've always said eventually I will get it. I want it out there. I want it to be out there for a while. I've always said that. I've never said I'm not going to get it. What I have said is that I want it to be out there for a while. I can tell you, if the Detroit Lions say, bitch, you can't come back up in here unless you got the vaccine, I'm going to go get it. Why? Because I want to be able to. But what's going to happen, in order to make people, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, and I want everybody to understand me. Because you know how children have to be vaccinated when they go to school? What's going to eventually happen, especially since they said COVID is not going anywhere, they said we might have to get boosters, you know, for this. Because COVID is not going anywhere, either it's going to be like the flu, which we already know it's worse than the fucking flu, so I'm not going to sit here and play that damn flu shit with nobody.
Right.
But I can tell you that I'm going to, I will, what's going to happen is that they're going to say, hey, you can't fly unless you show that you've had the vaccine. Or you're going to have to come up with a negative COVID test. And they're going to make it, right now COVID tests are free. They're going to start charging because I want, and I want everybody to understand. You do understand that the only reason why they're not charging for COVID tests right now is because it's so widespread. But do you know if you catch the flu, you have to pay for a fucking flu test? If you don't know it, I'm telling you as a person with insurance, and I've had the flu enough to know that they fucking charge $78, and that's a cheap one, for COVID. Okay, and for everybody that there is a problem with Log Talk. I'm responding to somebody else.
No.
Okay, so this is definitely a problem that's going on. So I'm going to apologize up front to everybody. This is not my fault. This is a Blog Talk issue. So with Blog Talk having problems this week, I bet a lot of shows are having issues. Okay. Okay. Okay, and Blog Talk Help is not online. They're offline until tomorrow. Beautiful.
Go figure that one.
Beautiful. So it's going to be a lot of shows. It's not going to have people calling in tonight. Thank you, Blog Talk. I think that we should be compensated for this.
That ain't no shit.
Let me send them a message. Okay.
Okay. So let's see if he can send me a private message. Okay, so let's see. I'm waiting to see if I get a private message from Randy. Go try to get him in. Okay. I don't know if he saw the message. That way nobody will see his phone number. So this is technology working at its best. So again, I apologize to everybody who could not get through. Shit. I done got so many messages, I done got confused. I done talked about snow, I done talked about marijuana. I done talked about people not being able to call in. Well, see? ADD ain't my shit. Okay. Now, I'm getting ready to call Randy now. So, we'll have another person on. We're just loving this tonight, ain't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking back over the years I've known you. I think this is, what, the second time you've ever had to call me to get me on?
Yeah, and now we're going to get Randy on.
Hello.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
It's been one of them nights I had to do the same thing with Ray tonight.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Randy.
Hey. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good tonight. It's actually nice out.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, not bad.
It's like raining and cold where I am.
What's the temp there?
It was 58 degrees today here.
Not even close. Not even close where I am. It was just raining and wet. Yeah. Well, other than that, how was your day?
My day was good. I went and bought salt today. Because winter ain't over yet.
Right. Hey, at least not until mid-April.
And I was like, I better go buy salt now because I'm going to need it again.
Yep. I mean, I can remember being up in Michigan during all the seasons, all the months. I think I actually was able to play golf once in Michigan in March. And it seemed like 2 days later, okay, there's a foot of snow on the ground.
Who plays snow in March?
Not me. I ain't playing golf in March. Fuck that.
You mean,
believe it or not, they do play. If it hits 60 degrees outside here, they're playing golf. I'm letting you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My family yeah, that's in Alabama, they say it's too, when it's 60 degrees, because my uncle and all them, and now that my aunt has moved down there, but I'm telling you, they used to go to,
they would go to Alabama like in March, and it'd be like 60 degrees, and my uncle would be like, yo, cuz, let's go golfing. My cuz said, 60 degrees, it's too damn cold. He was like, too cold for who? He's like, this is perfect. And that's the difference between being down south and being up north, because, see, 60 degrees is warm to us. We throw on a fucking damn sweater, and we done.
They've done. Yep.
Yeah, 60 degrees.
I mean, I can remember.
60 degrees. Everyone out there in their shorts and t-shirts on.
Well, I ain't doing
no. You wear pants.
But then there are people, and I have come to realize, because my girlfriend was actually asking me about this, because when we had all that snow, she saw somebody with shorts on, and I can tell you that. The cold weather does not affect me like it used to as far as me running in and out places. And if you go to the gym and you work out, and when I used to work out avidly all the time where I was in the gym, yeah, I was that fool who had shorts on, because I would have on the biker shorts, you know, like the capris, and my gym shoes, because I'm going to the gym, I would have on a long coat. But, yeah, I had my gym shoes and my workout clothes. I wasn't trying to change when I got to the gym necessarily. And I can tell you, I dated a guy, and this guy was healthy. He was a nice size, and he wore shorts year-round. And I asked him, and he said, oh, that shit's too heavy for me. So what I found out is that in the North, I can't speak for any place else in the North, once some people, and it's more so the dudes, and it has nothing to do with race, it has to do with weight. So I want everybody to understand this. This has nothing to do with race. It has to do with weight. The dudes that were like over 250, 260 pounds, these mothers ain't wearing coats and all that shit in the winter. They are wearing shorts fucking year-round. And it's something about all that motherfucking heavy weight that putting on a nice coat or whatever, they just can't do it. And I want people to understand, this is why I tell people that. And you can tell, we're not talking about the people who lift weights. Now, there are some weightlifters like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know the people I'm talking about, the actual true bodybuilders. Now, they're wearing fucking coats in the winter. They might be 260, 300 pounds, but they're wearing coats in the fucking winter because they're not over. They might be big, but that's muscle. It's not fat. But people who are truly, and I've been trying to avoid saying that, but people who are truly fat, and I mean no muscle tone whatsoever, they don't wear coats. They will wear shorts in the winter. And it has, and it's more so the men that will do it. And I'm saying this because I don't want anybody to say, oh, well, Ms. V said this. No, this has nothing to do with race. It has to do with sex.
Yeah.
Because
now,
black men,
hey guys,
black men and white men, if they get fat, and I'm talking about fat. We're not talking about little fat. We're talking about that type of fat where they fat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least 270 to 300 pounds. Now, I work with two guys, and one of them fits that profile, and he'll be in shorts all the time until he has to get out on a sales route, and then he'll be in jeans or slacks. Now, another guy, he's about 190 to 210. He's in shorts all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen him in twice wear pants. And that was 2 weeks ago when we were below freezing for so long. And he was born and raised in Montana. So, okay, that is why. So, it depends on, you know, besides the body type, but also if you've been raised in it, metabolism, all that.
Because, like I said, it's 60 degrees. Now, if I was in Florida at 60 degrees, and I was in Florida 1 year when it was 60 degrees outside, I had on a sundress. I had been in New Orleans in December where I'm wearing a sundress. People have looked at me down there like, do you not understand? I'm like, this shoe's not cold. This is not cold, though. I throw a damn sweater on. I've got pictures where I've been in December, and I've been in New Orleans in December. So You're correct. I mean, me being up north now, as I'm getting back to my Betty Boop shape, you know, I realize I'm getting a little bit more color. You know, I'm looking at these. And I'm like, oh, this is a little chilly.
Yep.
But then I'm also going through the change. So, like today, I literally cut the furnace off in my house. It's March. I cut my furnace off because it was so fucking warm in my house. For the past 2 days, I've had the windows open in my house. Today, I actually cut the furnace off. I know I've got to cut it back on because the temperature is going to drop. But the way the sun was hitting my house, it was just too damn warm. I had a window open and everything. I was like, oh, bullshit. I was like, I can't do this. So I was like, I'm cutting the damn furnace off. Now, I'm sure that our light company here probably wasn't liking that. Because with me cutting the damn furnace off, you know what that meant? They wasn't making no money today off of me. I didn't even have the
furnace exactly.
on, so I opened up a window. So I'm mad as hell because now tomorrow, now this is a different part. Now, remember I was telling you the forecast and I told you it's supposed to be warm? Now, I just
went to
weather.gov, which I think is more accurate than weather.com. It's supposed to be 36 degrees tomorrow, 39 on Tuesday, 48 on Wednesday, 38 on Thursday. So that's a big difference in the temperature. So.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially with what you told me earlier, it's like that's a big difference.
Okay, so let's see. I did that was weather.gov, and let me go weather.com.
Oh, it was 40s and 50s.
I know. Okay, so yeah, this is a big difference. So they really don't. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read this to y'all, and I'm going to tell you the website first. The website I'm on is weather.com. I'm going to read you the forecast they have. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be 37 degrees. Tuesday, 42. Wednesday, 52. Thursday, 42. Friday, 43. Saturday, 43. Sunday, 48. Monday, 53. Tuesday, 56. Wednesday, 57. Thursday, 53. Friday, 49. Saturday, 47. Sunday, 47. That's from weather.com. That's going out to the 14th of March.
Weather.gov. How many days? That's a lot of days.
That was a 14-day forecast.
Okay.
This is weather.gov now. I'm going to read from weather.gov. Tomorrow is supposed to be 36 degrees. Tuesday, 39. Wednesday, 48. Thursday, 38. Friday, 38. Saturday, 39. Sunday, 44. They don't give me a 14-day forecast with weather.gov. And you know probably why, because it's the damn government. They got more sense than that.
Oh, don't even get me started on that shit.
They got enough sense not to try to go fucking 14 days out. Okay? So, who do you think I'm going to listen to? Weather.gov or weather.com?
Yeah.
Now, let me go to my local TV station. If anybody wants to know who I go to when I want to know my weather, click on Detroit.com. That's an NBC station. No, I don't get paid for mentioning their name, just so y'all know. Let me see what they're saying for the weather.
Joker.
Okay, let's see. Here's the 10-day forecast. Okay. They're running with weather.com because tomorrow they're saying 35, Tuesday 39, Wednesday 50, Thursday 40. No, they're running with weather.gov, it seems like. I said Thursday 40, Friday 38, Saturday 41, Sunday 45, they're saying Monday the 8th, 52, but Tuesday 49. So actually, they're more in line with weather.gov than weather.com.
You know what? I was. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going with weather.gov.
Weather.gov. Oh, the real weatherman. The real weatherman. God is the real weatherman. God is the real weatherman. I'm sorry.
No, you know who the real weatherman is outside of God? The
yeah.
Farmer's Almanac.
The Farmer's Almanac. I believe in God. I believe in God.
Well, I believe in God too, Randy, but I don't see his forecast. Where is that forecast projected for? Plain simple. Farmer's Almanac?
I
yeah. I'll go there.
I said the Farmer's Almanac is better than the rest of them.
Mm.
God just let it happen. He'd be like, okay, this is going to happen. I want a forecast. The Farmer's Almanac out of all of them has been pretty much on point.
That's true.
Now, I want y'all
to hear God.
Hear me talking about the Farmer's Almanac. It's the old Farmer's Almanac. There's two Farmer's Almanacs out there. You want the old Farmer's Almanac. That's the original one.
That's it.
Because I know somebody's going to say, really? You just can't go pick up the Farmer's Almanac. You got to understand there's two of them. And for anybody who don't understand, the old Farmer's Almanac is the one that you want. And I'm going to let y'all know, the Farmer's Almanac is this, like, modern-looking fucking book. It's like a reddish color. Let's see, because I'm going to say website. Yeah, theirs is like orange and green. That ain't the one you want. You want the old Farmer's Almanac. That one looks like the damn lottery book that you go pick up at the store, just so you know.
That's it?
That one got like a yellow cover. You want the old Farmer's Almanac, the one with the yellow cover with the brown, with the black lettering. That's what you want. That's where you get your true stories from. And I really specify that because the old Farmer's Almanac is where you're going to get your information from. Not the Farmer's Almanac, the old Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say I trust the old Farmer's Almanac, because see, I'm just telling you, that's what I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't steered me wrong yet.
Mm.
Now if anybody don't agree, that's fine. I'm just telling you where if I really want some good information, it's from the old Farmer's Almanac. Actually, and they got the weather on their website. Yeah, see, the old Farmer's Almanac is on weather.gov. So, again, I'm going with the old Farmer's Almanac.
That's the thing. You got right now.
So y'all understand.
Yeah.
The old Farmer's Almanac, their website is almanac.com. That's the old Farmer's Almanac. That's where you want to get your information from. And you can go to most stores. I tell everybody, if you want a hard copy and you don't want to go to the store, Amazon got it. But Barnes & Noble always has it. So I know they like, really, Miss V, this is what you're talking about? Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. But for the last day of Black History Month, I do want to put some Black history out there for everybody.
Okay.
And I want to let y'all know something that nobody has talked about. Bianca Motley Broome. She is the first female and the first African-American mayor of College Park, Georgia. And I want to give a big shout out to her because she is my little cousin.
Aww.
And she is Black History. She got elected last year in 2020. She became the mayor January 2020, right before, I mean, she got a hell of a time to become mayor during the COVID. But she became mayor before COVID. That really went haywire, but I wanted to talk about something because, you know, there are so many people that we talk about for Black History Month, but I figured I would put that out there to give my little cousin, Bianca Motley Broom, the mayor of College Park, Georgia, the first female and the first African-American mayor. Big shout out to my little cousin.
Oh, that's a thumbs up right there.
That
is,
you know,
beautiful.
We talk about living history. I have living history in my family. So I tell everybody, big shout out to my little cousin. I congratulated her when she became mayor. If you go look on her website, you will actually see my auntie and my grandmother on the website for College Park, Georgia. I'm serious. First of all, I looked at her, I was like, why is my grandmama up front and her mama not next to her? I was just like, I looked at that picture. I was like, that's why I ain't see that last year when they took it. Because I'm like, mama, 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 and her husband is in. For anybody who wants to know, her husband is on stage with her also. He's the white dude that's there. That's her husband. But again, my grandmama right up front. My grandmama.
That is so awesome.
Not her mama, her stepdad, but my grandmama. I'm like, I looked at that. I was like, you know what? I can't even say nothing. I said, I'm just like through. I was like, I'm not even going to say anything because my grandmama knows she got to be up front. She got to tell her, no, this my baby here.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I mean, I'm sure that she might not want everybody to know that she's related to the toy lady, but still my little sister.
That is such great history compared to 2020 and 2020.1 January, 2020 or 20.1 February. Yeah.
So I wanted to put that Black history out there because we don't always hear about living people who have made history. The sad part, I mean, everybody talked about Kamala, and I'm not knocking Kamala anybody, but I'm not related to Kamala. I'm related to Bianca.
Bingo.
I'm not mad. First of all, I'm not hating. I'm not hating at all. I'm glad Kamala is there. But again, I'm not Kamala's sister or her cousin. I'm Bianca's cousin. So I'm giving a shout out to the Black history that I know.
Yep.
My cousin.
Great.
And like I said, I think the more we put out there when they do first, it's so many firsts. I mean, I have so much Black history in my family that when I look at it, I was like, oh, God. And the only reason why I put her name out there is because we don't have the same last name, because the other Black history is in my family. It's my uncle, but I'm not going to put his name out there because then y'all will be able to find me and know who I really am.
Yep.
But he made history in Ohio. So I won't say what he did, but it was positive. He was a small business owner before he passed, and he was the first in his industry in the state of Ohio. But
okay,
so
shush.
But he passed away in 2002. So
yeah,
like I said, I have history in my family, but Bianca, yes, my little cousin.
Aww.
And I wanted to put that out there because it's the last day of Black History Month and we don't talk about, we're so busy focusing on our past. We're not looking
yes.
at our current. And she's 9 years old, younger than me, so everybody knows that that means she's in her 40s, you know. But she made an accomplishment. I mean, she's a attorney. She moved to College Park more than 10 years ago. And she moved there for her job. She was an attorney for an insurance company. So that just tells you that it's different. to go from that, from moving there for her job to become the mayor of the city and to be the first. You know, and I'm sure she won't be the last. But
yeah.
She's definitely the first.
Well, she's our future right there.
And she
That's
won
it.
Her election in a runoff. So, had to put that out there. I wanted to, you know, we really hadn't talked about Black History Month, but I wanted to end the month with that note because not many people can say they know a walking, living, breathing piece of Black history. I have been blessed to have so much Black history in my family that it's crazy. I mean, this is what I've been told. I haven't had a chance to really research it, but here in Michigan, there's a place called Whatley Farms, and the guy's name is Booker T. Whatley. He actually showed Tom Monahan, the previous owner of Domino's, how to do something. So he actually has a place here called Whatley Farms for something. I forget exactly what he did. I do not know who Booker T. Whatley is, but my mom made sure that I knew about him. So I passed that on to my children. Plug in. That's something since I can.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've looked him up and I've read about him, and I do know that he did help out a lot, but he's part of history also. So I wanted to end the month with that. Anybody who could not get in, it is not my fault. I'm letting y'all know it's not my fault.
I figured something was wrong.
I mean,
get a business, you know. So I just got the brilliant idea to just go online and trying to find you.
And look, and guess what? Guess how lucky you got, because normally, think about it, I don't normally look at my page. I just happened to see that a message popped up, and I happened to be glancing it over at my FB, and it popped up that you had made a comment, and I know that you don't normally make comments during the show, and I knew that Greg had a problem, so I was like, okay.
Ms. B, you're a fan of soap operas, right? I'm sure you are. You're a fan of soap operas.
I remember the soap operas. I haven't watched them. I used to be a fan of soap operas. General Hospital used to be my show with Luke and Laura and all their drama.
Yeah, last night, just for fun, I was just going over YouTube and check out some like old school soap operas from way back in the day, from when our parents were young and watching. I watched the first episode of Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives. It was a half hour back in the day. It was a half hour.
But a half an hour was a long half an hour back in the day. So they didn't have like they do now. Okay, a half hour seemed like a fucking hour.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah, we're like, this 30 minutes ain't up yet. We're like, damn.
I just figure a half an hour is a half an hour.
Nah. A half an hour is only like 15 minutes of a show because they got so many commercials. Back then, a half an hour was a half an hour. They might have two damn commercials during the whole damn thing.
That's why I love TBS. Oh, yeah. I love PBS.
But PBS don't have no commercials. If you watch PBS.
Exactly.
You're like, damn, this shit ain't over yet?
Oh, yeah. I have seen a show on PBS and then seen the exact same show on regular TV. And it's like, motherfuck, what the hell happened there?
I mean, those shows like Guiding Light. That's another show, half hour. I mean, no, those shows back in the day, they were 15 minutes long. 15 minutes.
Yeah. Bold and the Beautiful. That's one I got hooked on, and they've changed characters so much, it's like, yeah, fuck that. I ain't watching that
is
shit now.
Is Bold and the Beautiful still on? Or is it?
Yeah, it's still on.
Yeah, it's still on. Bold and the Beautiful, yeah.
Yep.
Been on for about 30 years or something.
Bold and the Beautiful is the newest of all of the shows.
Yeah.
As they say, they're the baby of all the soap opera. Because
yeah.
they came out
yep.
in the 80s.
Yep.
Because they said, a
and
new
I
soap opera, everybody's like, well, how y'all going to put a new soap opera in? And Bold and the Beautiful came on before As the World Turns. I do remember that. Because
yeah.
As the World Turns been on for a long ass time.
Yeah,
long
and it's not on now.
Time.
It's not on now.
It's not on now, but it's been around a long
yeah,
time.
That's, yeah, I think that one started back in the, what, 50s?
50s, yeah. I watched that show last night, too.
Bold and the Beautiful used to come on before As the World Turns.
Right.
And the reason why I know that is because my great-grandmama used to watch As the World Turns, and when they put, see, Bold and the Beautiful was the place card between news. They had to find something to put right there because the news was at noon, and it went for 30 minutes, and they had to find a placeholder for that 30 minutes, and that's how they got the Bold
yep.
and the Beautiful. Because the news
yep.
would go off at 12:30. The news will go off at 12:30. As the World Turns came on at 1, so they needed a placeholder for that 30 minutes, and that's how they got the Bold and the Beautiful. And
yep.
if I'm lying,
and
I'm sticking with that. I'm sticking with that story. Well,
yeah.
that's
I mean, what about
well,
the
no,
Young and Restless?
That's great.
What about the Young and Restless? That's been on 12:30 forever.
Yes.
Yeah, but
now, you got to look at it. Do what now?
Wasn't Young and the Restless on a different station, though? I
no,
like
CBS.
ABC.
It's always on
CBS.
CBS. Yeah, it was CBS. It's been on 12:30 forever. For as long as I can remember.
And see, that's the thing. Now, I think you've got one soap opera on Channel 4, which is NBC.
Mm-hmm.
You might have one or two on ABC. And
one
I think
ABC
now,
still has... I thought ABC still had their two, or maybe they're down to just the one, because it's General Hospital. I know
General Hospital.
Right,
that's,
right.
The only, General Hospital. I mean, CBS got,
then,
got Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful. That's it.
And CBS has two. Now, if you look at all the other stuff where
okay,
the soap operas used to be, it's all talk
here
shows.
Here you go. But, here you go. I'm going to tell y'all the four soap operas that are still on. Bold and the Beautiful, CBS, Days of Our Lives, NBC, General Hospital, ABC, and The Young and the Restless, CBS.
Yep, and that's it. All the rest spots that used to be soap operas are now talk shows. You got The View, you got The Talk, you got, Rachel Ray, NBC with the news, Coda and Jennifer, or Coda and what's her name, the new one, Bush
Jenna.
Girl. Yep, Jenna. Yep. And, yeah, no soap operas where there used to be because everything is so much more social. People want to know.
Everybody want to talk about problems and how to fix their broken lives. Okay, I really don't want to watch all that shit. Give me a soap opera.
Fuck
I want to see my real drama.
Fuck no.
That's why I watch the USA Network, and I watch whatchamacallit, Law and Order. But guess what? We got to go. We'll talk next week. Hopefully, Law Talk Sixes. I want everybody to have a great week, and we'll be back.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about home.